I'm sorry, I got your message while I was driving, and I don't know, I guess I kind of freaked out, and before I realized what I was doing, I was here. I really needed to see you. Is that okay? Okay. I guess we have a lot to talk about, don't we? Okay, let's sit. So, sup? God, I'm sorry, I don't know what to say. I feel so awkward all of a sudden, and that's so crazy. I've known you for, I don't even know how many years, and I've never felt awkward around you before. I mean, we talked just last night and everything was normal. I don't know, I guess things have changed now, right? Like, is there any way for this to be a normal conversation? I guess not. Man, I really, really don't want to talk about this. I really, really don't, but I don't think we have a choice. So, I listened to your message. You're sick, okay? How sick? Oh. Yeah, that's pretty sick. Oh God, sorry, I'm sorry, I'm so sorry. I just don't know how to react to this. Okay, how long have you known that you were sick? That long. Okay. But then why didn't you tell me? I mean, I noticed that you weren't eating as much lately, and I wondered why you kept leaving the bar so early in the evening, but Jesus. I never expected anything like this. I don't know what to do. So, what's next? Is it, like, I don't know the word, operable? Can it be cured? I don't know how this stuff works, but there has to be something we can do, right? You know, sometimes doctors mess up diagnoses, so, you know, maybe you should go get a second opinion. Yeah, okay, one of my old roommates is a doctor, a really good one, actually, so I'll call her and I'll get you a referral to a specialist and... Oh, what's that? The doctor's prognosis? Okay, what does it say? Yeah, sure. I'll read it. No, that's not right. They made a mistake. Okay? That's not right. You can't. This is... Oh my God. This isn't happening. Why didn't you fucking tell me? Huh? Why not? I have been your best friend for years. Years. We went to high school together, we went to college together, we moved to the same city, and we promised to tell each other everything. Every promotion at work, every bad day, every gross Tinder story, but when something important happens to you, when you start suspecting that you're sick, you don't mention it to me? Fuck you. Fuck you. Didn't you think I would want to know? That I deserve to know? Why would you hide why would you hide this from me? Tell me. Tell me. I'm sorry. Shit, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that at all. No. Oh no, you didn't do anything wrong. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have said that. I really didn't mean it. I'm not thinking clearly. Listen, it's okay. It's really, really okay. You're telling me now, right? And that's all that matters, okay? I'm sorry. I'm so, so sorry. I just can't believe this. It feels like a dream. Like I'll really walk out of this room and poof, everything will go back to normal. I'll wake up in my bed and I'll call you to talk about the crazy, terrible nightmare I just had, and then you'll make me forget about it. just like always. But we can't ignore this, can we? Yeah. Okay. All right. Here's what we do. That prognosis looks pretty bad. But did you read the part at the bottom there? There are still treatments. See, there's a few inpatient things, and there's a couple of experimental trials you could do. You got that really awesome insurance from your new job, and we've both been saving up to open our own record store for, what, 6 years? So we're flush. We've got plenty of money, and we're gonna do whatever we can to beat this, okay? We are gonna keep moving forward. That's what we're gonna do, okay? So let's call a few of those numbers on the prognosis sheet first thing tomorrow, and let's start making some appointments so that we can... What? Why not? Well... Yeah, I know it's scary. It sounds like it'll be difficult, sure, but that doesn't matter. We have to make these calls. It'll be fine. I'll call them for you, all right? You don't have to do anything. You just sit there and you tell me. Do not say that. Don't you ever, ever say that. Listen to me, okay? You are being an idiot right now. I know you're scared. Of course you're scared. You've come face to face with the scariest thing in the world. I get that. I do. But you listen to me right now. You are not giving up. Do you hear me? Not now. Not ever. I know you better than anyone in the world, and I know that you're not giving up. Fuck. God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I keep... telling you what to do. I'm really, really sorry. God, I am really screwing this up, aren't I? I'm sorry. It's okay. It's okay. This is clearly terrifying, and I should be comforting you, not whatever I've been doing. It's just, I can't listen to you talk about dying. I won't, okay? Hearing you talk about that, just turning over, that really hurts me, you know? Worse than anything. I don't know how to handle this. I really don't, but I can't let you give up. I just can't. The thought of losing you, I don't know how to explain how that makes me feel. Maybe, Okay. Listen. Ugh. Bah. Okay. Let me tell you a story. You've heard it before, but I want you to really, really listen to it this time. Okay? Just listen. Once upon a time, there was a girl, and she liked emo bands and dark poetry and not much else. Certainly not people, and that was fitting because people didn't like her either. She was scared of them, and she didn't know how to talk to them, and she would lash out sometimes. She chased everybody away. Her classmates, her family, everybody. She didn't mean to, but she did. And she got so good at it that she started to believe they would never come back. That she would be alone forever because she deserved it. She knew she deserved it, and she would tell herself that she deserved it every night. The girl started high school, and it kept getting worse. She was hardly living, really. She went to class and spoke up when she had to, but all she could see were thunderclouds. Whenever she heard people laughing, she was convinced they were laughing at her. That image swirled around in her head, repeating itself over and over. People laughing, people sneering, people wishing she would disappear. Before long, she wished that she would disappear too. And so she decided to do it, to take matters into her own hands and disappear. She didn't know how she was going to do it, she just knew that she had to before things got worse. She couldn't take it anymore, and she was sure that the only thing she could do was. But then she met someone, a boy in her class. He was new in town and he didn't have any friends, but he acted like he had nothing to prove. To himself or anybody else, he was just easy. And to the girl's surprise, he talked to her. By choice. He sat down next to her during lunch and just talked. About anything and everything. She showed him her embarrassing emo music and he liked it. Or he pretended to, at least. And then, bit by bit, she found herself opening up, right? She would call him out of nowhere just to talk about something stupid on TV. She would invite him out to the mall to look at books and to make fun of old people. For the first time, things seemed to be looking up. But the girl was still hurting. It almost hurt worse now. It was bad enough when she felt like she had nothing to lose, but having someone important in her life, she felt unworthy of him. Like she was doomed to disappoint him or hold him back. Like he would eventually realize just how worthless she was and reject her. And that was unacceptable. She would do anything to avoid that rejection. Anything. Or that's the reason she gave herself. Anyway. So one night, she took some pills. A lot of pills. Every pill she could find. And she texted him one last time to tell him how thankful she was, and how much she would miss him. Then she fell asleep for what she hoped would be the last time. But she woke up, and when she woke up, he was there. He was driving her to the hospital, and he was talking to her. Her mind was fuzzy, and she was drifting in and out, but she could still hear what he was saying. He told her how much he cared about her, how sorry he was for not seeing how much she was hurting, how he would do anything, anything in the whole world to help her get better, and God, he was crying too. He was trying to stay strong and brave, but he was so scared, and he was crying, and he reached out and grabbed her hand, and he squeezed it so hard, like like if he just held on tightly enough, he could stop her from slipping away and keep her there by his side forever. It must have worked. She got better. And he was with her all the way. He brought her food and read her books and listened to her tell him about all the pain she had been burying inside her. He listened and he held her hand and he looked her in the eye and told her that whenever she felt like laying down and giving up, he would be there to lift her. And that's when she realized she loved him. She loved him with all her heart, and she was so ashamed at how much she had hurt him. She realized that he loved her too. Maybe not in the same way that she loved him, I don't know, but it didn't matter. What did matter was this. If she did not learn to love herself, then she might as well call him a liar. If this boy, this brilliant, selfless, genuine, and lovely boy, if he loved her, then there had to be a part of her worth loving. And with his help, she found it. She began to notice the things she was good at. She realized that she loved making people laugh, helping them through their darkest days, and giving them hope for tomorrow. She changed. She was happy, thanks to him. But she decided never to tell him how much she loved him. And she thought that maybe he would figure it out on his own, but she couldn't tell him. She could never risk changing the beautiful relationship that they shared. She realized she might regret never seeing how much closer they could get, but that would be better than losing him altogether. She didn't want to change anything, but I guess sometimes things change all by themselves, huh? You didn't let me give up. You stood by me during my darkest moment and helped me see the light. I am here because of you. So I can't sit here and let you give up on living. Do you understand? I cannot let you give up because I love you. I always have. You taught me to love myself. And since then, you've been the only one for me. All those other guys I dated, I don't know. I thought I couldn't risk losing you or pushing you away, so I wanted to see if somebody else could make me as happy as you do, but I was kidding myself. I love you so completely that it makes me do silly things like that. But I can't hide it. Not anymore, not after this. I need you to know that I love you, and I can't imagine a world without you. I refuse to. I know you want to give up. I know these treatments sound scary and difficult. God, I can't even imagine how all this must feel. But I'm scared too, you know? And even though it scares me a lot, I have to help you. I have to. The thought of not having you scares me more. I'm going to hold your hand. Just like this. Just like you did for me. Just hold my hand and look at me. You're not alone. And you're never going to be alone. Not anymore. Whatever comes next, I'm going to be right here, right by your side. It's going to be scary, and it's going to be hard. But we'll be scared together. We'll push through it together. And we are going to beat this. Do you hear me? We are going to beat this. I know it. I can feel it in my heart. I love you, and God, it feels so good to say that. I love you, and I think you love me too. Our love has cheated death once before. We're gonna do it again. I promise. Okay. Everything is good. wanted anything more. But for now, don't think about it. Just be here. Be here with me. Here, put your hand right here on my chest. Can you feel that? It's my heart. It's beating really, really fast. It feels like it's gonna burst. It's been filling up with love for years now. It's overflowing, I guess. I want to show you my love. I want to show you how much you mean to me. So you'll never, never, ever feel alone. I want to make you feel good. So when I'm not here, you can still feel me with you. Would that be okay? You feel weak. That's okay. We can be gentle. I've always wanted to be, like, gentle and tender with you. It would make me really, really happy. I think you'll feel good too. Just take your pants off and lay down on the couch. Yeah, just like that. I'll take my pants off and just... lay down on top of you. Here, hand me that blanket. I'll put it over us. Okay, there. That's perfect. Just you and me pressed together. I'm so warm, inside and out. It's embarrassing, but I've imagined laying with you like this, like, hundreds of times. The circumstances are usually a bit happier in my imagination, but it still feels just as perfect as I thought it would. I felt that. Rubbing against my stomach. Are you getting hard for me? Good. Good. I can't even tell you how happy that makes me. Oh my gosh, the rain. Might be an awkward question, but have you ever thought about this? I mean, you've made me wet before. Countless times. I've spent so many nights just thinking about you. Thinking about the things I wanted to do to you. I would get so wet. Just as wet as I am right now. Have I ever made you hard before? This is a weird time to play coy, you know? Fine, Mr. Delicate Flower, you don't have to say it out loud if you don't want to. But feeling you so hard, pressing against me, even if this is the first time, it's perfect. I want to put you inside now. Is that okay? I know you don't feel well, so I'll do all the work. I'll be slow and gentle. I'm so sick of hiding how I feel. I want to be close to you. The closest I can possibly be. No, you don't have to make me come. That's okay. We'll worry about that later. It might not feel like it, but we have plenty of time. Right now, I just want to focus on you. I want to make you feel good. This is the worst day of your life, and maybe I can take your mind off of it. Just for a little bit. I love you. Okay. Let me just reach down. Push back and take all of you. Oh, fuck. Fuck, that is so good. Oh my god, just stop right there. I just want to sit here with all of you inside me. Holy shit, you're twitching. I can feel every inch of you twitching inside of me. God, it's like little fireworks. Is that cheesy? It makes my heart flutter. I feel so full of you in the obvious way, yeah, but I feel you in my soul, in my heart. I can't find the words. This is perfect. We are perfect. Jesus. Just let me rock back and forth. Fuck, that feels so good. Just slowly grind against you, feeling you push in and pull back out. Rubbing against you. Fuck. Oh my god. Can you feel me gripping you as you pull out? Holding on to you as you slide out so slowly. And pulling you back in. Oh god. I'm squeezing you so hard. I can't help it. I can't. My body's moving on its own. I want you so badly. You fuck. Here, let me pull up my knees a bit so I can go a little faster. Just yes, just like that. Please wrap your arms around me. Hold me close. Hold me like you'll never let go. Oh fuck, you're so hard. You're so hard for me. Oh, Jesus. Every thrust drives me crazy. You drive me crazy. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, my God. Yes. 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 Jesus. This is so good. Oh, my God. Take care of it, okay? You let me do the work. I'll take care of you. That's so good. You're close. Good. I want it. No, it's okay. It's okay, baby. Yeah, it's okay, baby. You can come inside. I took my pill. It's okay. Oh, Jesus Christ. Just feel it. Feel it building up. Concentrate on how good it feels. Focus on me. Focus on you and me. Together. Oh, fuck. Fuck, yes. Oh, my God. I love you. I love you so much. Let it go, baby. Give it to me. Let go and come for me. Come inside me. Come in me. Come. Come. Yes. Yes, baby. That's it. Keep coming. Keep coming. Oh, God. Oh, God. I can feel it. I can feel you pulsing. Oh, fuck.
feels incredible. Jesus. Yes. That's it, baby. Every drop. Give it to me. I want all of you. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. That was beautiful. You're beautiful. God, kiss me. Oh, shit. Emotions are exhausting. No, just leave it in for a minute. I like feeling you there. I like being connected to you. So, now you know how I feel. How I've always felt. As far as I'm concerned, you're the only person in the world. I'm sorry I didn't tell you. I was just scared. You mean so much to me, and I guess I still didn't trust myself not to screw it up. But you were brave for me before, and now it's my turn to be brave for you. I love you. That's the truth. I love you and this thing you're going through. It kills me, but you can get through it. You can get through it, but you'll have to be strong. And I know you don't feel very strong right now. I can't say I'm the strongest person in the world either. But listen to me. It's not just you anymore. We are in this together. I will give you every ounce of strength I have. I promise you, we're going to get through this together. Together, we're unstoppable. We can move mountains. We're not going to give up. Never. Tomorrow, we'll call those numbers and start talking about treatment. We'll get you on a schedule, buy you everything you need, and start you down the path to recovery. But for now, just rest. Wrap your arms around me and hold me tight. Just be here with me. Feel my heart beating against yours. We'll stay here like this for as long as we can. Don't be afraid. I'm here. I'll always be.